This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello there, here we are again for another instalment, another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with Gary and Chelsea.
We were inspired to get sneaky by a pair of binoculars.
Oh, this is genius. This is genius. Apparently it was old news, but it was news to me and it inspired a lot of sneakery.
We love it. Hugh Grant's next role is inspired by cereal.
This is incredible. When you said cereal, I thought he's going to be in a cereal, but no, it relates to cereal in a movie. It's going to be good. In fact, it's going to be better than good. It's going to be... Well, I'm not going to give it away.
Oh, you're so cheeky. I had a fake tan blunder that started a beauty fails sharing circle.
Do you know what? There was actually a link between you and the character that Hugh Grant...
There is, actually.
...is going to play, which will be revealed if you stay listening.
And you uncovered a surprising use for a mango.
Yeah, who knew?
I still can't believe this.
I can't. I've seen the pictures now, but I'm still in shock. Incredible, incredible scenes. If you are looking for a new job, a mango can help you.
And Hoover, vacuum, what do you call it? I went with dust sucker.
Okay, well, you'd be a sucker not to stay listening because all that and more is coming up in this incredible episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. This episode is entitled...
Cereal Celebs, Spud Hacks and Dust Suckers.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Cheltenham Races is happening at the moment, and because Cheltenham Races is back on, one of the greatest moments of Cheltenham Races is being reshared, and it's new to me. It's a gif, it's a meme, it's a thing that's going round on the internet. You may have seen it yourself and not really clocked what was going on. I'd seen it and I didn't really get it either. I was like, what's whatever, scrolling past.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a lady who's watching the horse racing with her binoculars.
Yeah.
But the reason that she's gone viral is because they're not binoculars at all. They're a binocular-shaped hip flask, which she is seen swigging out of. Now, this is actually from a few years ago, but it went worldwide.
Yeah.
Brilliant Australian news channel picked up the story, and of course they called the binoculars filled with what we're assuming is booze.
Yeah.
Beer goggles.
Love it.
Absolutely brilliant. So bravo to the lady with the beer goggles who had snuck in booze in the most incredible way.
So clever.
You can actually buy them. You can actually buy...
These aren't
like a homemade thing. You can actually buy
drink
bottles.
But
isn't it good?
Events,
what a sneaky, sneaky.
How many events and situations are you going to have binoculars that it doesn't look suspicious in the first place?
Well, you've got theatres, all right, because, you know, they theatre drinks, not that I've ever been or I haven't been for years and years and years, they're not cheap.
That's
so
true.
You've got a theatre.
And I guess, yeah, you can, if you're high up, where having binoculars is fine because you need to see the stage.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, they have them in the seat backs, don't they, the little binoculars?
Yeah.
So you take yours in. Out on the street, you could just glance up and pretend you were looking at a blue tit or something in a tree. There's loads of places.
Having a morning tipple.
I mean, I'm not, you know, promoting it. I'm just saying it's very, very sneaky. She made herself famous just through her sneakiness.
Absolute genius. Sneaking something in. It's reminded me, actually, of when I went to a wedding and I snuck something in with a friend.
Was he 6'2" called Dave?
No, but it was something I could eat.
What did you sneak into a wedding? They do food at weddings, you know.
Yeah, it's a really long wait from the reception to the actual foodie bit. It was like a 6-hour gap. We had to sneak in some spring rolls. And look, all I'm saying...
Spring rolls! Not even so greasy, quite smelly, not a little cheese sandwich, a spring roll.
I know, the photo booth stunk for the whole evening.
Where
That's where we
hide?
Ate them.
Where does a lady in wedding clubber hide a spring... In fact, don't even. Let's not.
And Zoe sounds like my girl. She's in Margate.
Oh, morning,
said,
Zoe.
Her girl, so her bestie, smuggled a pepperami into school and it fell out of her trouser leg.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Hugh Grant has auditioned for his most iconic role yet.
And bearing in mind, he was an Oompa Loompa. This is big talk. Let's see if you can back it up.
I thought I'd make you guess. I've got a couple of clues for you.
Oh, okay.
To give you a bit of an insight. I know you love a game.
Yeah.
And if you get it right, win-win. But I think you're going to be shocked. I don't think you're going to get this. So first clue, obvious one, it's not human.
Oh, obvious. Yeah, that's obvious.
Well, if it's going to be more iconic than an Oompa Loompa, it's not going to be a person.
No, I suppose you're right. It's not a person.
No.
So it's an animal.
Yeah.
Okay, he's playing an animal. Is it a famous... Is it an animal we already know and love?
Yeah.
Is it an animal that just runs around? Is it an animal that talks?
Yes.
So it's a cartoon character?
Yeah. Would you like one final clue?
Yeah, go on then.
They're really great.
What? He's playing Tony the Tiger from the Frosties advert.
Yeah, they're making a movie about the Frosties cereal icon, Tony the Tiger. And Hugh Grant actively pursued this role. He has not auditioned for 30 years, but Tony the Tiger came up and he was like, now's my time to audition. Tony the Tiger. It's going to be called Unfrosted.
No, it's not.
It actually is.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And there is a tremendous competition going on right now for European Tree of the Year.
Oh, it's like Eurovision, but for trees.
But for trees.
Oh, yeah. What are the trees doing to win?
Or people have to send pictures in of them, descriptions, and say why they deserve to be the best tree ever. Maybe they're really old, they've got something unique and gnarly about them.
Oh, yeah.
But it got me thinking, we're meant to be the Garden of England, right?
Well, we are.
So if anyone's going to have the best tree, it's going to be Kent.
You're right, you know.
Forget Spain, Italy, la-di-da. It's Kent.
Italy, la-di-da.
La-di-da.
As they say in Italy.
Kent is where the best trees are
at.
So I think we should submit our trees to see if we can get a Kent tree to win the Tree of the Year award.
Right.
And I'm going to get the ball rolling.
Okay, okay.
Because I have a tree in mind.
Yeah.
It's in an area called Batty's Marsh in Rochester.
Yeah.
It's a small little woodlandy bit. And there's a tree, and it's kind of stumpy. It's got like a little bit of a stump next to it. It's not very big.
Right.
And it only has leaves really on the one side. The other side kind of forgot to join in.
Oh.
But it's where all the dogs like to stop for a sniff.
I think we found out why the leaves only grow on one side.
But I think if you're good enough to make a dog stop and have a sniff,
yeah,
you deserve to be Tree of the Year.
It's the sniff tree.
It's the sniff tree.
It's the sniffy one-sided tree.
The sniffy one-sided tree in Batty's Marsh.
Okay, so you're nominating that, are you, for European Tree of the Year?
I am indeed. That is my nomination. Yeah.
Okay, if you've got another tree... You know, we should really let people join in with this.
Yeah, I want them to try and beat me.
Okay. if you've got a better tree, nominate your tree now.
Carly in Canterbury thinks she can do one better. She said there's a tree in Tunbridge.
Yeah.
And it's shaped like a peacock. And I tell you what, it has got that little fan situation.
That's a pretty strong... That's pretty strong, because that kind of thing would go down well at Eurovision.
And Nicola's got an inside tree. She said it's a Christmas tree they had since 2020. They've kept it up because it's kept their morals high, and they keep redecorating it depending on the theme they fancy of the month. The current theme is Harry Potter. And there's loads and loads of different scarves on there. There's a big sorting hat on the top of it.
Oh, what a brilliant idea.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
And I was feeling so nostalgic and excited the other day when I went to the swimming baths.
Oh.
Because I saw one of those little machines, and they've got lots of different slots in, and you put a coin in and you twist it, and what falls out?
Don't know.
Sweeties. Or treaties.
Sweeties or treaties.
They were my favourite thing as a kid. When I used to go swimming with my granddad, he'd give me 20p and I'd always hope that there was mini eggs left, because there was a machine that had mini eggs in, and they were that was the top notch. Second notch was minstrels. And then if you're really desperate, you'd go for the cherries.
What cherries?
Like the cherry sweeties.
I don't even know the cherry sweeties.
But they'd get a bit stuck, so you wouldn't go for them if unless you had to. Desperate times, desperate measures.
Those machines are who doesn't want something out of a machine? Everything tastes better out of a machine. I don't know why.
It feels free.
But I think it's a tradition. Like with my kids, I have kept the Wilson tradition alive. That was, you know, my parents had with me, which was, no, you can't have anything out of the machine.
You're so mean.
No, the thing is, even like in the olden days, you didn't lug water bottles around with you everywhere you went, right?
Yeah.
In the olden days, you had a drink before you went out somewhere. You got a bit thirsty on the way to somewhere, and when you got somewhere, you had a drink. You didn't need to have a drink every 5 minutes. It's just, I don't know what happened, but now you have to have a drink all the time. But bearing that in mind, my son's got a big, like, 5 litre gallon thing, and he's lugging that along, and he's trying to stop and get sports drinks out of the machine. No! No, son, that is not happening. Hello to Helen, who's been in touch, to say she could not wait for nice and spicy knickknacks. That was the big after swimming vending treat.
They're an elite snack food from the machine.
What I like is, as well, about knickknacks, it wasn't like, look, shall we say they're kind of, we've got to say, look, it's salt and vinegar, it's cheese and onion, beef. You know, you've got to do a flavour.
Yeah.
Well, they're just nice and spicy. Let's just call them that. They're not even pretending to be anything
other
than nice and spicy. Well done, knickknacks. Well done. Hello to Ange, who says, oh, the big treat from the machine after was a Popeye.
What's a Popeye?
A Popeye is like an ice cream with raspberry sauce and a, as I remember, it was in like a plastic cone and at the bottom,
there was
a chewy, like, gobstoppery type thing. Yeah.
We used to call those jubblies in the Midlands, and they were so good.
Jubblies were just solid ice. That's what we, here in the South, jubblies were just a solid ice pyramid.
But
a pyramid of ice.
A pyramid of ice.
Which had barely any flavour. You could suck at it for weeks. Get a load of this from 718. When we were younger, we'd always go swimming on a Friday, classic, with all the mates. Our leisure centre had a pot noodle machine.
What?
For £2, you get the pot noodle made up. Ultimate Friday night treat.
Imagine.
Machine. Are you living in the future, 718?
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Pie Day today. Pie Day, the celebration of that number, 3.... things, other useless things. They're just stuck in your brain from school. They'd be no use, but they're still in there.
Kim got in touch and said, cherry pie is delicious, is how she remembered circumference pie times diameter. And then apple pies are too, is how she remembered area pie radius squared. They're like maths calculation things that are very complicated. No, but I like the link to food.
We could all tell the way you read it that you didn't know what you were reading. We could all tell. None of us did. It's all right. Dawn in Rochester. Algebra. Why do I remember that a number squared minus another number squared equals X and Y? Really useful, she says. Really useful.
Super useful. Jane in Sittingbourne remembers un kilo de pomme. It's a kilo of apples.
That is useful.
You never know when you might need a kilo of pom.
No, excuse me, mate. Can I have a kilo of pom? Hello, Vet Margate. Chewing gum equals 1 hour detention. That was a lesson hard learned.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Hairy mango seeds.
What?
Hairy mango seeds. How, if you want to be a hairdresser, you can learn.
A hairy mango seed.
Hairy. I didn't know mango seeds were hairy. I didn't know anything about mangoes, really. They're a bit tangy, a bit spicy for me, got to be honest. But people use them to practice doing hair. Braiding hair. Don't you laugh.
Braiding? How much hair is on a mango seed?
Well, this is what I'm saying. They are much hairier than you believe. This is thanks to Belinda. I have found this out. Belinda, the owner of Belinda's Hair and Beauty Academy in West Street, Sittingbourne. She's celebrating her second year in business. She's doing new training courses and stuff. And she's been telling how she learned back where she was born in Ghana to braid hair on hairy mango seeds. I'm learning so much here today.
Wow, so much hair. Maybe they can start making wigs out of mango seed hair.
Maybe I could go and see them.
You can get a mango seed Barbie.
Yeah, maybe. Could you reckon?
Go all out.
Just a crazy mango. I need to look this up, but this is incredible. Belinda, salute to you. The mango seeds have got her where she is today. Isn't
wow.
that fantastic?
She owes it all to the mangoes.
So, if you're looking into, you know, into getting into the beauty business, go and get some mangoes.
Pop down a supermarket, get yourself some exotic fruit.
Yeah.
And French plat away.
Get platting. Can you do anything with a gooseberry? A peach. That would be a real joke because the fars on a peach, you'll be...
That's for the barbers.
That's for the fellas. Yeah. Bring the peaches for the lads.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I always prided myself in being quite the connoisseur of fake tan, but it went so wrong on the weekend. My friend is doing a massage course.
Right.
And wanted to practice on us. And we were like, do you know what? I'll take the hit.
Yeah.
Go on.
That's quite a thing.
You go for it, babe.
Yeah, you know the right people.
And I didn't think about it. I'd fake tan the night before. And the thing is with fake tan, you have to leave it to settle because it's quite sensitive to the elements the day after. She starts rubbing that fancy massage oil in. I'm like, do you know what, babe? You're actually quite good at this. Like,
yeah,
well done.
Yeah.
Panic sets in.
Yeah.
Because I showered after said massage, stepped out, remembering that I'd fake tan the night before, and fake tan and oil, they don't mix very well together.
Do they not?
No. I came out looking like tiger bread.
Oh.
You could have sliced cheese and made a sarnie out of me. The little lines were so prominent. You'd even got little finger marks like when we rubbed around. Absolute beauty fail. Vicky and Snodland got in touch and was like, oh, babe, before a wedding once, I fake tanned and left it on for the longest time possible to get the darkest tan. That's the rule of thumb. Longer you leave it on, darker it goes.
Right, gotcha.
She said, clearly I was distracted during the process because when I washed it off, one leg looked like I'd been on holiday for a month. The other, natural milky white.
Oh, what are you going to do about that?
So easy.
How are you going to style that one?
You're just going to have to fake tan and just and
tights.
Hope that one develops.
Trousers. Obviously, is the obvious answer, trousers.
Dean in Chatham's got in touch. Said he put hairspray on instead of deodorant the other day. That would sting.
I think you'd just be stuck in position, wouldn't you? You'd be
locked.
Flaps up. Your arms, you'd be like a fighter pilot. Your arms would be at, well, a plane. Your arms, yeah. Oh, that's going to creak
position.
And crust and...
Oh, crust. The word crust.
Sticky crust.
Lauren in Canterbury, she said she's had a ton of mishaps. She said she's used shaving foam in her armpits, thinking it was deodorant. That seems to be a theme.
Oh, that would be quite good.
She said the texture of that was quite a shock.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, you're expecting just a light misting and instead you get rice pudding.
She was styling her hair the other day with a straightener. She ran the straighteners across her fringe. There's all this hard black stuff in her hair. She said she was very confused, realised she'd melted a handbag onto her straighteners and unbeknowingly melted that handbag then onto her hair.
She's half woman, half handbag. It's the future. It's handbag, people. They're taking over the world.
A shout out to Jess in Tunbridge. Her children were allowed to have crazy hair day at school and her 9-year-old's going through an emo phase and wanted to dye it black. So she thought, I'll get a wash in, wash out hair dye. And she said, it's still not washed out. My child has very pale skin and currently looks like a small freckled vampire.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And just wondering what you might have glimpsed through a window. I was freaked out by the neighbours and it keeps catching me out. I think there's someone watching me every time. The neighbours have got a rocking horse with a long mane in the front window. Great.
We used to terrorise our neighbours when I was a student because we found a David Tennant cutout on a night out once and we used to pop him in the upstairs window in a feather boa.
Oh, that would be reassuring seeing Doctor Who keeping an eye on you and looking so flamboyant whilst doing it as well.
Well, Claire gets stopped in her tracks. She's in West Morling every time she walks past a window that has a pineapple in it.
Just a regular pineapple, or is it a big pineapple? Or?
I'm hoping it's a big pineapple or a collection of pineapples. That'd be quite fun.
If a singular pineapple is stopping you in your steps, Claire, I would suggest never go to Sainsbury's or somewhere because you won't get past the fruit.
You'd never complete your food shop.
People would be, where's Claire? Where's Claire? She's been missing since Christmas. They're making up all kinds of stories about her. Someone said they saw her out shopping, but we're looking at the video. It looks nothing like her.
Nothing like her.
They won't know where Claire's gone. Hello to Ali Button, who sees a dressed-up mannequin looking out of the window in a house in Hythe. That's not nice.
I don't like that. I don't like it when they dress up mannequins. Sandra in Chatham, she said there's a big doll sat in the window of her neighbour's kitchen. Oh, it sat on one of her neighbour's kitchen chairs. There we go, got it. She said, I look out of my upstairs window and it gave me a female Chucky vibe. I just think big dolls. Dolls are meant to be small so that they're not terrifying. Once they become life-size, no.
Yeah, but Chucky's not life-size. Chucky's little. That's the why they're scary, because they're doll-size.
Yeah, but Chucky's toddler-size, which is life-size.
Okay, I suppose. Hello to Donna in Sheppey. Says, we had a full-size skeleton on our porch. His name was Billy Bones. My husband and son built him from one of those fortnightly magazines. Collect every episode.
Wow, they collected and all the bones.
In the 97 short weeks, and at a cost of just £4,000, you'll soon have a model of your own Billy Bones. This week, the scapula. Sometimes put a hat and a scarf on him when the weather was cold. We also had a cardboard cutout of Wayne Rooney's head in one of our windows.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Hey, we've got a bit of a student's inquiry, apparently, according to something we brought up during our play of Say It This Morning. You had vacuum yeah, to try and describe. Well, there was some confusion about vacuums. In fact, you eventually decided that we needed to call it a dust sucker. Now, we've had some correspondence. First of all, your other half who's listening.
Yes.
The BF. What did he say?
He tried to guess, and his first answer that popped to his head was Henry.
Another word for vacuum.
As in Henry Hoover.
Another word for Hoover was Henry. No, it's not Henry Hoover! How many times? Hoover is a brand! Henry is a different brand. You can't have a Henry Hoover. That's two brands.
But it's alliteration. It's quite nice.
It doesn't matter. It's not a thing. Oh. And anyway, what else have you had regarding the amazing idea of dust sucker?
Well, Numi from Drive Time got in touch. Yeah. Well, she was also having a listen.
What's she doing up this time of the morning?
I know, up bright and early. Goodness, and she was like, I'm actually pretty sure you're onto something there. She did a bit of Googling. Turns out dust sucker is the direct translation of Hoover into German. It's called Staubsauger, and Staub is dust, Sauger is to suck.
Staubsauger.
Staubsauger.
But are you saying that is the direct translation of Hoover? Because it isn't, because Hoover is a brand name. Yeah. How many times? Whatever language you're in, Hoover's Hoover.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Beyonce, what is everyone talking about with Beyonce at the moment? Remember we talked about it the other week? Everyone was wondering if Beyonce...
had ever eaten a jacket potato.
Right, brings me to this hack. A hack. I've been hack-trapped again.
Oh,
hack-trapped
no.
by a jacket.
You are such a sucker for these
just
things.
Listen to the headline and tell me if you're not interested. Man's astonishing jacket potato trick cooks them in 10 minutes with no oven. Right? You're hooked in, right?
I mean, you could just microwave it.
That's what the story is, yeah.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.